So we have a young living leader and mother from California with a great story where her hypnobirth coach first introduced her to young living. So let's dive into it all up next. Hi there, Oil Family. I'm Brenton. This is The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series and podcast brought to you by TeamSense. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any daily content. Today, we're featuring Christina from the YL Oil Family in California. So let's jump right in. Hey, Christina, thanks for taking the time. Let's start with a little introduction to help everyone get acquainted in case they don't already know you. Feel free to introduce yourself. Let everyone know your name, how many years you've been using Young Living products.
My name's Christina. I have been doing oils for, it's going to be 4 years. In 2014, I got my kit at the end of May. And I got my kit because I was having trouble with my daughter not sleeping through the night. So she was around three, and she was just super fussy, wanted one of us to fall asleep next to her. And when we did, it was fine, but then like if she woke up 1 or 2 in the morning, it started all over again. And at this time I was pregnant with our son, and he was born, he was a newborn, and he was sleeping through the night and she still wasn't. So I just knew that like there's something we had to change. And it's funny that Carol Yeagarner, she's my enroller, but she was also my hypnobirth coach for when I was pregnant with my daughter. And so that's how I got to know Carol. And I saw that she was posting about oils, so I like told my husband, I was like, this is what we're gonna try, because we've tried everything and nothing seemed to work. So I was happy to report that lavender was my daughter's favorite oil, and it still is, and it still works. She loves it, and she uses it every night now, so it works. That's her jam, lavender and lemon.
Nice, gotta love lavender. What about your favorite oil and diffuser recipes?
So my favorite oil is Sacred Mountain. That was my first oil I got outside the kit. And it's my favorite. So I actually have it in my diffuser right now. But my favorite diffuser blend, I would have to say, is Stress Away and Grapefruit, because it smells like an island vacation. So when it's raining out, or when you're just feeling blue, like just put that in your diffuser and you just feel so calm and relaxed.
Everyone needs a little stress away in their life. Can you talk about your transition from product user to business builder? What inspired you to want to do the Young Living business?
Well, before I got my kid, I was in touch with Carol, and we were going back and forth debating. I just had so many questions, like everyone does. It's just normal. And I kind of knew right off the bat that I wanted to start the business. So when I got the kit, I just really tried the oils out with my daughter and her issue. And I didn't post about it just yet, because I was kind of a skeptic in the beginning as well. So I just was like, well, you know, let's try it again. So after 3 or 4 times using the oil, I posted about it, and I got a lot of my family and my friends were all about it, and they wanted to know how to get the oils. So it kind of just took off from there.
After you enrolled your first few friends, how did you enroll your next few people outside of your friends and family circle?
So it was more referral-wise. So a friend of mine bought the kit, she liked it, and then it was just referral-based. And I do more classes, but right now I want to focus on my leaders. So, I still like to do teach classes and like personal classes, not too big. I actually just did one at a rock climbing and yoga gym, and it went pretty well. So I enjoy teaching like small groups, so I think I need to do that more and help build my leaders.
As there's no one right way to share from in-person to online, what sharing method is your favorite?
I do online classes and I like it, but I feel like I don't get anything really in return with that. It's hard to get people active when you're having an online class. But I do it all the time just so people go on and they could read the information and get their education through that. But I like the small intimate groups. Like last month I had some girls over, and we just had like a little oil party. Then I did the one at the gym. So they're small, but I like them. I feel like that's my niche. You kind of just have to find your groove and just go with it.
Love it. So after you first got started building the business, what did you have to change about yourself to really start hitting those first few ranks?
So I think it was more mindset for me, and it still is. You know, we all have these blockage, but I had to like get out of that like stamina, because a lot of my family, my friends, they're like, oh, it's an MLM, and so, you know, it kind of gets in your head. So I had to just kind of let go of that and my thing was too, like, oh, I don't want to be too salesy, but really I'm not. I'm sharing, right? I love these products. I use them. I would still use them if I wasn't doing the business. So I just have to like get away from that mindset and just share out of heart, you know, which I do. And I tell my team members to just genuinely share, you know, you're not being salesy. You're just explaining what you used, why you used it. And actually I got a lot of my downline members were like, yeah, we went to you, we got our kit from you, because I could see how passionate you were about these oils. So it made me feel good, because I was like, that's how I want my team to be, and I want to share that way and not come across too salesy or pushy.
So true. No one likes a pushy salesperson. Knowing what you know now, if you could go back to day one, what would you change in order to build the business faster?
You know, I probably would mention the business more, because when I got started, it was like, no, you don't have to mention the business or ER. And so I think I would push people to be on ER more, because it's, you get all these points back, you get freebies. So I think I would definitely push ER and talk about more of the business right up front.
Cool. When it comes to making new relationships to Share Young Living, what have you found is the most successful method for you and your team?
I really say that you have to step out of your comfort zone. And that's when you, because right now, you know, a lot of my team members are kind of stuck in this zone. And I get it, because I was there. And you have to step out of your comfort zone and do something scary. And I think it pays off big time, because I was like really nervous to do the meeting at the rock climbing and yoga place. And I didn't know the people there. I just kind of emailed them and was like, are you guys interested in having an essential wellness class? And they were. And so I was a little nervous. It was totally out of my comfort zone to just kind of email them and ask them to have a class. But they said yes, and it was the best feeling ever. They, you know, it was a great turnout, and they really enjoyed it and want to work with me again in the future. So it definitely pays off.
That's so true. As they say, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. What have you found as your most successful method of inviting people to sharing events so that they actually show up?
I always say, like, even if no one shows up, you just keep on doing it and keep trying, because someone will show up. You never know. But one of the things that are kind of useful are incentives. If you come and bring a friend, you guys will get like a lip balm or something like that. And also I have we've been doing free events, and I find that with free events, people will say they're coming, but then they don't show up. So it's nice to say, oh, the event is like $10 or $5 or whatever. And then if they buy a kit at the end of the class, you get your money back. So that money will come back to you towards the kit.
Cool. And now that you have people's attention and they show up at your event, what have you found is the most successful class script to get people interested in Young Living?
I think just going through the oils in the kit is not too long. I find like if people are in class and it's like going like an hour already, it's too long. You know, 30 minutes, short and sweet. You want to just explain each oil, what it does, a couple things of it, maybe share your story, and then move on. I find it's just too long to drag it on. You know, and you know, we're so excited that we want to like say everything, but you have to like cut it down.
And how do you end your oil classes?
Usually at the end, I always do like, even if they don't have the kit or don't buy the kit that day, they can always be fill out a form, and they'll be entered into our education group on Facebook. We have a huge education group, and that's free. So people like that, they usually sign up for that. And then usually if you buy a kit, they'll walk away with one of the big lookbooks that we offer. And they like that because it's really pretty, and it explains a lot how to use. It's kind of like a little manual for your kit.
Very cool. What about your follow-up strategy for people who don't sign up on the day?
Usually after the event, wait a day or two, email them and just like check in with them. then usually wait like another 10 days and then another 30 days. So, and then after that, I don't bother them. I'll check in once in a while, but not not as much. So kind of give them a couple days, check in and see how they are. It's like 3, 10, and 30. So.
Great. Now on to your team. As health and wellness is really about consistency and lifestyle, how do you inspire your team to join the monthly Essential Rewards?
I try to do giveaways and contests. If you join ER this month, the shipping's on me or something like that. But it's tricky, you know. I just really have to focus more on the education part. And I find when I do that, then people will say, oh, I want to try that. And then they slowly will get on ER or they'll order it. And I'll say, hey, you know, you just ordered this. You know, if you put it on ER, you can get points back. And then they're like, oh, I didn't know. So it's really tricky. But I feel like education is key for Essential Rewards.
And how do you like to inspire your team to share Young Living with others?
I try to tell my team, you know, share your story, share what you used. It's hard right now. A lot of them have other jobs and other priorities, so they kind of put this on the back end. But they, you know, they do their best, and they I see their posting. I have one team member who does a lot of one-on-one and small little classes, which she finds for her that works, and she likes doing that. So she has them every couple times a month. But yeah, I just say share from the heart and just be genuine and, you know, just be honest and, you know, use your words and don't copy and paste. Just use what just say what you use and how you do it. And people will see that you're passionate about it and not just selling them something.
How do you help shy team members share with others?
Well, if they have members already, I always say you can ask them for referral, and they'll get like a referral bonus, or just really step it outside that comfort zone, because so much can be done when you do that. And it's such a great feeling. I've done it, and it's just like, you just have to do it. And I can't explain it. It's just this feeling like you can conquer anything.
Which is always a great feeling. So when it comes to continuous learning, is there any specific Young Living or personal development website or Facebook page that you like to follow?
One of the diamonds, Jill on Call, she runs this group called Grow, and it's free to all Team Young Living. And we're just in there, and she has a whole bunch of mentors, and we just bounce ideas off each other. Right now she's doing an abundance growth in May. So every morning there'll be like an abundance. You write like three things you're grateful for, and then there's an IP8 that goes with it. So it's really helpful, and it's huge. The group has grown so much, hence the name Grow, and you know, it's great. Yeah, and it's free. So all they ask for is if you find the group really useful, then to donate to the Young Living Foundation.
And I know you actually have a very cool Young Living related website. Can you share that with everyone?
So I make the leather diffuser earrings, and you can find me at Joy Plus Jewels. So it's on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Thank you so much, Christina, for taking the time to share your Young Living story and tips today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone today? Any words of inspiration?
Yeah, I would say just don't give up. If you're really passionate about it and you use the products and love it, then, you know, it just takes time. You know, it doesn't happen for everyone to be diamond in a year or two. And that's okay. Everyone has their own journey. And I think that, you know, being like as a mom, a stay-at-home mom, the way I'm growing, I'm comfortable with it, right? It's, everything happens for a reason, and we'll all get there. You know, if we get there in 9 years, so what? We'll still be Royal Crown Diamond. We'll still be there, you know? So just don't give up and have fun along the way. And don't stress too much about it. I know, especially if you have young kids, enjoy your kids, and your business will be there, right? You will grow that business. Your kids won't be little for so long. So I say, you know, enjoy them and just have fun with it, and your business will grow eventually. It's not, we're all on a different path, and that's okay. Just share your story and be genuine. And also, you know, lots of education for your members. The more you educate them, the more they're going to want to see more products and test more products. And just be honest and who you are, and just share out of your heart.
What a fantastic message. You're a wonderful inspiration that all our Crossline friends can learn from. Thank you again for taking the time, Christina. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was fun.
So our goal at Team Sense and the Leader's Instinct podcast is to provide as much value to the entire Team YL community to help bring Young Living Essential Oils to every home in the world. So YL family, that's it for this chat. As this content may be useful for someone on your team to hear or a crossline Young Living friend, it's over to you. Tag an oil friend below and go ahead and subscribe. It really does help this channel out so all of our crossline oil friends can see this education as well. I'm Breton, and this has been The Leader's Instinct, a Team YL web series brought to you by TeamSense. Now let's all help each other climb the ranks faster, make more time for our why, and inspire others to wellness, purpose, and abundance. Thanks for watching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.